I got a cup of coffee here and God's Word open, so give me a little coffee and a whole lot of Jesus, and welcome to yet another edition of Sunday Worship. Right here on Great News Radio, I am your host, Joey Kroll. Go ahead, pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship, and let's magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship, well, it's been on the air for, I think, almost 5 years now. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and play some great God-honoring music in the process, like this one from the Maranatha Singers, and Thy Word, right here on Great News Radio. The Maranatha Singers and Thy Word. Well, friend, I pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And George Mueller was a Christian evangelist and actually started an orphanage in England back in the 1800s. And one morning, the housemaid came in and she said, "The children are dressed, they're ready for school, but there's no food for them to eat." And George asked her to take the 300 children into the dining room and have them sit at the tables. And he began to thank God for the food and waited. Because George knew that God would provide for the children as he always did. And within minutes, there was a knock at the door. It was the baker. The baker said, "Mr. Mueller, this may sound a little odd, but last night I could not sleep. God told me to make you some bread, so I got up and baked 3 batches for you." I just love God. I really do. You know, friend, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. I mean, there is no glory for God in which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends.
God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in his voice. He said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise when God ran. Yesterday I left home, I knew I'd broken his heart, and I wondered then things could ever be the same. Then one night I remembered his love for me, and down a dusty road ahead I could see it was the only time, it was the only time I ever saw him run. And then he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in his voice. He said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise, and he brought me to my knees when God ran. I saw him run to me. I was so ashamed, all alone and so far away.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
There is no shadow of turning.
I'll tell you what, they can really belt it out. Avalon, and great is thy faithfulness. I pray that your Sunday is coming along well. And in fact, my wife and I are looking forward to just a nice weekend getaway next week. And of course, Valentine's Day weekend, we're going up to Chicago, going to watch the Chicago Blackhawks game. And well, hopefully they can pull off a win. And then we're going to head down to Indianapolis. And I got some great surprises up my sleeve. So I'll tell you more about that in a couple of weeks. So looking forward to that nice getaway. Hey, if you have some time, by the way, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Again, Sunday Worship Radio. Love to connect with you there on Facebook. Tell you what, one of my favorite passages, Psalm 46, verse 10, says, cease striving. A couple of translations says, be still, and know that I am God. What are you stressed out about today? What are you worried about this week? The Bible says, God says to be still and know that I am God. Be still. I heard somebody say one time, for peace of mind, resign as general manager of the universe. Christmas, a beautiful song. Nicole Norneman and her version of Just As I Am, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week and hopefully filled with rest and productivity and family time and everything else that comes with it. And, you know, it's nice to be kind. In fact, we should be kind as believers. I hope you're kind. I try to be kind. You know, Psalm 117, verse 2 says, "For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise the Lord." Psalm 117, verse 2. You know, kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary.
Jackie Velazquez and Sanctuary as we focus on Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Just want to say a big happy 80th birthday to a great friend of the ministry, Jerry Bargren, who's celebrating his 80th birthday today, who lives in Rantoul, married to Jean. He is a father of 7 children, 21 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, with a new grandchild due in August of this year. So if you see Jerry today, be sure to wish him a happy, happy birthday. Well, friend, that clock over there is telling me that our time is winding down. But hey, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. But in the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.